decision by the EU to remove certain individuals and companies from their illegal sanction list is outrageous and preposterous. ZANU-PF will never accept any conditional removal of illegal sanctions or any self-serving initiatives meant to advance the economic interests of Western nations. Lifting the illegal sanctions must be unconditional and total. Moreover, selectively removing names and organizations from the sanction list only serves to sow seeds of division and the unnecessary mistrust among Zimbabweans. The party therefore insists on unequivocal lifting of all sanctions. The people of Zimbabwe have demonstrated the unity of purpose in coming up with a draft constitution, which is going to a referendum on the 16th of March 2013. Furthermore, Zimbabwean leaders and parties have called for the immediate removal of the illegal sanctions. Similarly, SADC countries, in particular South Africa, our mediator in the coalition government, have endlessly demanded that sanctions against Zimbabwe be lifted. We believe that the current move to partially lift the illegal sanctions is intended to serve the interests of nations that want rough diamonds from our mines. Our position remains that these sanctions are illegal and they must go in totality and without any condition. They were not sanctioned by the United Nations or by the Cotonou Agreement between EU and the African and the Caribbean country. The party will continue to call for the total lifting of the illegal sanctions and appeal to SADC and the EU to continue to apply maximum pressure to have the illegal sanctions removed.
The EU says that it may lift all the sanctions in the event that Zimbabwe holds a free and fair election as well as the referendum.
What does the lifting of sanctions to do with elections, free and fair elections? Who judge whether these elections are free and fair? Who judge the credibility of these elections when they are imposing those sanctions? So it's all nonsensical, really, to talk of removing all the illegal sanctions after the election.